Love my peas.
Mushy peas.
Peas. I don't like peas. They're annoying. I'm not going to lie.
I think I used perpendicular the other day, and I got told, oh, that's a big word. Oh, fuck you then.
My least favourite word is vegan, because it normally means some difficult fuckers about.
Pac-Man Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Pac-Man Podcast with me, Paul.
Me, Ambrose.
And me, Chris.
Yep. We're back. It's been 2 years. We're doing a few little podcasts every now and again. And then once we get all our shit together, there'll be some news coming through. But until then, this is just another a sort of little episode in between.
An informal get-together.
Yeah, exactly. So, how has everybody been? Ambrose?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah?
Went to China and the Philippines in the year.
Lovely.
Which was very nice. And did some diving, some scuba diving. So it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, can't complain. Saw some good films on the plane, which was lucky. And drank a lot of free booze. Thank you, BA. I worked out that if I'd bought those same drinks in a downtown London pub, not even an expensive bar, just a pub, probably would have spent £100.
Very nice.
Yeah. At one point, I think they had a problem. I had a problem, though, because when I went to the back of the plane and asked for another drink, they like looked at me, looked really concerned, and said, is everything okay, sir? You know, is there something about the flight you're not enjoying? And I was like, no, I just can't sleep, so I might as well just drink. It's the British way. But yeah, it was good.
Lovely.
They just kept giving me like two bottles of whatever I asked for. So they knew me. I knew them. It was all good.
Lovely.
But yeah, so that's about the highlight of my last year.
Lovely.
That's good. Any interesting films on the plane?
Quite a few, I'm sure, that we'll talk about. Like some old ones, some classics. I'm trying to think of what I watch now. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone was fucking watching that, though. So when on my numerous trips to the back of the plane to get some alcohol, I did look back across all the people watching, because obviously the screens are in the back of the chairs, and see what people were watching, and at least one in every row, if not one in every three seats, was watching Guardians of the Galaxy on the flight out. It was quite impressive. It was the first film I put on the moment I got on the plane, and the screen was working. I was like, right, boom, let's get this shit on. Like, might as well just get on with it. Yeah. Like, warm-up film. It's a good, enjoyable film, and it's got a good soundtrack to get you started on a fucking 11-hour, 12-hour flight.
Really? That's a long flight.
It is a long flight. That's a long time to drink.
Plenty of films, though.
Plenty of films.
That's good.
Yeah,
and plenty of films and drink.
And drink, and yeah. Free.
Lovely.
Free booze.
You can't go wrong with that.
Free booze. I certainly can't go wrong with that. Don't think my liver agreed, but it was fine. I don't know what's all this bullshit people talk about. You get more pissed at fucking altitude.
Yeah.
I drank a fucking shitload, and I was fine.
You would do if it wasn't pressurised.
No, because that's why they say people get road rages, because air rages, because they get drunk, and then they go up in the air, and then that makes them, like...
I mean, it's pretty shitty air, but it's got pressure. You can breathe it.
Yeah. But I still... It's something to do with the altitude, though. Like, I don't know what the fuck. But it doesn't matter. I still thoroughly enjoyed drinking a copious amount of free booze while watching various films. For free!
And Chris, your highlights for the last 2 years?
Ooh, I moved to Lincoln.
Is that a highlight?
No.
You've been bad times. Bad times.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's
good
times.
That's a highlight.
That's a highlight.
Cool. And I'm here and with a podcast.
Bad times.
Yeah, moved to Lincoln for a couple of years. Not his biggest fan. And then decided to come back to Milton Keynes. Now I'm here in Milton Keynes.
Brilliant.
That's about it. Honestly, 2 years, not one anecdote.
Really?
That's how dull Lincolnshire is.
Dull and racist.
And flat. Very fucking flat.
Piss off, you've been up Steep Hill. That's the name of the street, Steep Hill.
It's such a landmark, they name of the street after it.
Jesus.
Cornwall, everything would be fucking steep street. What about you?
What about me? Last 2 years? Well, had a kid. That's probably one of the biggest things.
Congratulations.
Cheers.
Thank you.
And because of that, you then have achieved nothing. You've survived though, that's an achievement.
I think that's got to be a big achievement. He's just growing. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They grow fast. He's now opening doors. That's like the biggest step. So that's the newest biggest step. Obviously he's
dangerous step.
Walking. Yeah. Walking and all that nonsense, but yeah, he's nearly two, so
yeah. So in what, 10 or 11 years he'll be stealing your porn?
Yeah. Well, okay.
And looking at it on his phone.
On his phone. He'll be in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, his chip.
Be downloading straight into his
If you had that kind of ability to stop and kind of tag people and stop that kind of download, you would be able to stop that sort of thing.
So he goes onto his little machine to download some porn straight into his head. And instead he gets Paul just going, no. No.
It just you want to see your mum and dad? Yeah. You want to see your mum and dad at it? Oh, and you're like, no! God, no!
That's a parental lock and a half.
He'd probably just be going, no, watch this stuff. This is better.
Yes. No, you should be doing your homework. Now you must watch something educational.
Yeah, that's probably about the biggest thing that's happened in the last 2 years. Yeah, that's it really.
What, porn directly to your brain?
Yeah, directly to my brain.
Didn't get the news so much. I thought that would have picked up straight in a big way.
If it ever happened, porn would be at the forefront of it.
God, yeah.
Just like they were with DVDs, with like VHS. Mm. They were always at the forefront, streaming.
Well,
they push boundaries in technology and its usage. It's quite ingenious. You've got to hand it to the porn people. Like, there's some people, mate. I know that there's a lot of people who say like it's evil and blah blah blah, but like, fuck off. There's always some exploitation in any industry in the world.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
always exploitation, and yeah, okay, some of these women are getting exploited for like. And it's not pleasant. I'm not going to defend those kind of bad practices. But there's a lot of well-run businesses that make a fuckload of money. So yeah. Fair enough. Fair dues to the guys or the girls.
A lot of them piss
it away. I mean the people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They're the people who are getting the real money.
Yeah,
true. This is just life.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool. Clever. They know what to do. They do it. Much respect. It's legal.
Lovely.
An interesting fact.
Go on.
The difference in America, this works anyway, between a prostitute and a porn star, and why one is legal and covered by the Constitution, which is pornography, and one isn't, which is being a prostitute. Some places it is okay, and some places it's not, is the presence of a camera, because by that point it's covered by the, whatever it is, Fourth Amendment on the freedom of speech in art and things like that, because it's considered art, because it's being recorded.
Fair enough.
And that's how it became. Because I think it went all the way to the Supreme Court. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, that sounds like something that you
probably know. It was ingenious.
Can we sort out Ambrose's mic? Yeah. He's saying a lot of fucking peas.
When I talk about porn, I've got to say but.
Yeah, that's fine. But
born with penises and
you don't
pussy.
Have to enunciate the pee so much.
But why, don't you, like why are you enunciating so penis much the pee? Pussy.
You don't enunciate all your letters. Why are you picking the P out of all of them? Out of all the letters enunciate.
It. You're fucking doing it now.
Nah, me my peas. Nothing. Peas. Peas. Peas.
Yeah, it's
peas. 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 Love my peas.
Mushy peas.
Peas. I don't like peas. They're annoying. I'm not going to lie. There's your sound bite for the beginning.
I don't like peas. They're annoying. So we thought we'd start off. Well, actually, do you want to start off doing the questionnaire, or do you want to start off talking about, well, the new Avengers trailer?
You're the host.
I'm the host. And
this isn't a democracy.
It is a democracy.
It is. I didn't sign up for this. I wanted to be led.
You want to be led?
Honestly, I'm in no state to be making decisions.
He wants a benign dictatorship.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we did all receive this email that mentions questions of some description.
Yes.
Because maybe you're new to us. Who knows? So, and we thought we'll answer some questions that may tell you something or not about us.
So, yeah, this is the questionnaire. This is a questionnaire they do at the end of a program in America called Inside the Actors Studio.
This is from a program?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it a reality show?
No.
Really?
No, it's very high. It's a load of actors go on it. Lots of actors. Proper actors. I'm not on about, like, reality TV stars. I'm on about proper actors. American celebrity, like American Hollywood, basically, go on this program.
Give me 20.
Give you 20. Robin Williams, Hugh Jackman, Hugh Laurie.
Haven't got the time. Okay, carry on.
So yeah, everyone's been on this program. They've done ones with like the cast of The Simpsons. I'll basically give
they are cartoon characters, so I call shenanigans.
Well, there's six of them, isn't there? They do the voices. So basically, this guy sits down and he asks everyone questions, and when he does like cartoon characters like The Simpsons or Family Guy or something like that, he asks the characters questions, so the people have to respond in the characters' voice.
Yeah,
So it's a brilliant program, and if you're not in America, you don't get to see it, but it is on YouTube, and it's one of them things. They're really interesting interviews. But at the end of each episode, they do this questionnaire. It's about 10 questions. It's really sort of, some are quite quick, some can be about half hour, 20 minutes, depending on where the conversation goes. So I thought it'd be a good idea, as like we're coming back, we never really answer questions, not really, so I thought it might be a good idea to do these little 10
questions. Ask us them.
No, exactly. So I thought it'd be a good idea to do these little 10 questions. I thought that would you? Yeah. So who wants, should we do it all together, or
yeah, let's do it one round robin each other,
question.
Yeah?
No problem.
What is your favourite word, Paul?
What is your favourite word, Paul?
My favourite word. I was thinking about this earlier, and I can think of two. There's two that I use all the time. It's fair enough. I use it in all my end of my sentences, or whenever somebody gives me a question, or you know, I have to respond or something like that. It's fair enough. That's everything I do is fair enough. I don't know why, but it's something that I use all the time. So I thought fair enough was a good answer.
Chris? Okay. So you ask the question and you answer it with two words.
Yeah.
My favourite word at the moment, a new word, I've only discovered it in the last few months, so I'm not going to lie, but it is queef.
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 You've only just discovered queef?
Yeah, man. I don't know if that actually had a name.
Queef's been around for ages.
Well, assume, yeah, of course, because it's named. it's only just because I've only just learned of it, it doesn't mean it just got recently invented.
Would you like to define queef?
Define queef?
They probably don't know what queef is.
For those who do not know what queef is, it's a fart of the vagina kind.
Eloquently put.
So eloquently put. Yeah, the old fanny farts. It actually has a defined name, and that name is queef. And it just sounds lovely. It does sound quite womanly. They don't fart, they poot. they don't fanny fart, they queef. Ooh, me, my queef. So, yeah, man.
I can't concentrate now.
Can't concentrate.
You never can when queef's about, really. It always makes you giggle, always. It's a good icebreaker.
Slightly distracting. I don't really know. I have favourite words for moments. I'd say for the physical pleasure of saying the word, I like saying perpendicular. I don't know why, but that brings me great satisfaction.
It's a good word.
But yeah, I don't really have any favourite words. More phrases, I suppose. Yeah.
Perpendicular is pretty good.
Perpendicular.
It's nice to say. It rolls off the tongue,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
It does. Sounds authoritarian as well. Mm-hmm. So, oh, that's perpendicular to the ground. Oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, he's gonna. This is gonna cost.
I think I used perpendicular the other day, and I got told, "Oh, that's a big word." Oh, fuck you then.
They're surprised.
I'll drive alongside. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, at right angles.
Okay, number two. What is your least favourite word, Chris?
Mine is no.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I'm not like offended by words and stuff, so it's a really weird question.
Yeah.
How can I have a least favourite word? No, not really.
My least favourite word is vegan, because it normally means some difficult fuckers about.
means it's a shit barbecue.
Yeah. Who ever invites a vegan to dinner? I'm sorry, but as much as you could be...
We had a vegan here. There was a barbecue here. You had a barbecue here. It was a vegan here. Was it just
she
vegetarian?
Was just about a vegan, I think. Just she about. Was. It was vegan. I think she was more vegetarian than vegan at that point.
Yeah.
Still, I think she still wasn't like... She wasn't like... But she wasn't like...
Yeah, but she
fucking,
wasn't all about it.
No, she wasn't at all. And she was perfectly accepting of the situation. But even so, generally, 99% of the time, you could be the nicest vegan in the world. But I probably wouldn't invite you to anything. Because if it involves food, you're gonna be difficult. So like vegetarian, it's weird. I do think it's weird, but I can sort of understand it. But veganism, you're just being fucking difficult. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's going, right, I'm not going to eat any food that's green. I just refuse. I don't want anything, and it can't be near any food that is green. I don't want my food cooked near something that's green.
Fair.
Or picking some arbitrary colour. I mean, the fact it's an animal product doesn't necessarily mean the animal's dead, harmed, or whatever, in any fucking way.
Yeah.
And what extreme are you going to take it to?
Like eating nothing but meat. Literally just meat. Going to McDonald's, just having the patties. That's it.
Nothing but pure meat.
Constantly.
It's like the meat, pork which wrap.
Drink grease. So what's yours, Paul?
My least favourite word is loser.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. I know you can be called a lot worse, but I think loser, to me, is probably the worst thing I've ever been called.
But what if you've just lost? In awareness.
No, I mean,
it's a genuine word to use in the moment.
It is very. No, I'm not on about like that. I'm on about calling somebody physical loser because they haven't achieved anything yet.
Mm.
And I think that's why I don't like that word. I don't mind it, like, if we're playing a game and you lose, then yeah, I'm quite happy to just call somebody a loser because that's what you do. But it's not in the everyday world, it's not I find it a harsh word.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to change my mind, and my least favourite word is genocide. Because that's never fun for anybody.
No.
I don't know. I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but I'd say the people often perpetrating the genocide are having quite a good time.
Yeah, I remember playing a game on the original Xbox called State of Emergency, and the whole game is basically the premise of that scene in Call of Duty 2, where you gun down everybody in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this game did it way before that. Mm. And there's one bit where you just... It's called the Attack of the Clones, and it's just loads of, like, random guys in black suits with no weapons or anything. And you've just got to kill a few hundred of them as quickly as you can.
Wow.
And it is fun. Played hours and hours of that into the early morning. So, okay, yeah, all right. I'll give in to the argument. Genocide can be fun. at least for one party, they seem to be having a laugh.
But if you had one race that was only adults, mm-hmm. and they themselves,
this is going
were
in dodgy
all
territory,
genocidal, and they were a race of peoples, but all of them, all they ever wanted to do was kill everybody else, and that was the trait of their race.
Mm.
Would it be immoral to commit genocide and kill them all?
Sorry, you lost me at like. Would it be?
It's pretty dark.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a race?
No, I'm just saying if
you can build walls or something, fucking hell, sanctions.
But what happens if they're like overriding?
So there's a group of adults. Sorry, I just got this. There's a group of adults.
Yeah.
Who want to kill?
So there's
everybody.
A country basically that all they want to do is go to war.
Okay.
All they want to do is kill people. No, it doesn't matter if they're soldiers, women, children. All they want to do is kill.
Just kill.
Kill. Kill.
They're just like aliens. They're like aliens.
Kill,
they'll just
right?
kill it if it fucking moves. They'll kill it.
Okay. Is it amoral to then kill them and wipe them out?
Wipe them out as
and
a race.
Yeah, it is, because you can like sanction them up the arsehole, so they're basically Stone Age, and then just build a perimeter fence. Chain
what
link.
If they were monkeys?
High voltage fence.
What and if not they humans.
Monkeys?
If they
what
were
if
not humans. What happens if
then
they
kill
were
kill the
high...
fuckers. Who cares? Who honestly gives a shit? They're fucking monkeys. If monkeys are going to war with humanity and causing genocide, if fucking Planet of the Apes is happening, no, sorry.
What happens if they were like humans from the Lakes Estate, so they had the intelligence of monkeys? I'm gonna get stabbed.
I'm not commenting on that one. Chris, you know,
I would say use napalm to make sure.
I'm only joking, people are the laziest, too.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful part of Milton Keynes. Kind of.
So, Paul, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Yeah, I didn't quite get this one.
Is this asking
which
of
the three? Oh my God, you sent out the email.
I know, but
is this asking which of the three does it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I can
go on. What turns me on in one of those ways?
It's however you interpret the question. It's asked to a fucking actor.
Fair enough.
It's all about interpretation.
Well, the only sort of creatively thing that I do is this, I think. And I haven't done this for 2 years, so this is not the best example of that. But what made me want to do this was listening to other people do it.
Thinking.
I've got a couple of mates that I sit around with and chat to and have a good time with, and I thought that might be, let's do that. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
That's creatively. Spiritually, I'm not very spiritual, and emotionally,
you're dead.
I'm not dead.
I'm a black hole.
I mean, emotionally, you got to say, like, my partner or my family, I suppose. That's like
your family turn you on.
Emotionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What turns me on is boobies. If you really want to know what turns me on, it's boobies.
There you go. There's your answer. Both creatively, spiritually, and emotionally, the answer is boobies.
Yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah, boobies. Fair enough. Yeah, go on. Ambrose.
Porn.
Same again.
Acts on all three.
Yeah.
Creatively, when I see the beautiful way that the light streams through the window,
I do like some emotional
while she's
porn.
Getting, you know, double bound in the arse. And then spiritually, when you see the fake nun performing unholy acts in a church. And then emotionally, when you see the beautiful scene of, like, I just
two
not
girls, one cup's
go
got emotion. Yeah. That's certainly got an emotional response.
So yeah,
that's terrible.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Chris?
Mine's crack.
No, it's not.
It really is. You're stopping me from my crack piping. Or if you want a more serious answer, outer space.
Outer space.
Or space, yeah.
Space turns you on.
Turns me on.
Turns you on.
Got a semi at the moment. Just by saying it. but yeah, no, space is wicked.
What, like the thought just, of just going out there, or just the
no, just the fact it's there.
The fact it's there,
and it exists,
and we're here.
Yeah, I guess.
Fair enough.
It's not that we're here, but kind of insignificant in relation.
Fair enough.
But no, it's just great, and it wigs me out that people aren't. Quite frankly, it's fucking space. It's crazy shit. Loads of crazy shit happens out there.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Like Star Wars.
Star Wars is Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica. I'm loving that.
Where are you getting? Where are you in that
awesome.
Now?
They found the Pegasus.
Oh, okay.
And like,
spoiler alert.
Shit.
Yeah, spoiler alert on this decade old series.
Yeah. 2007.
Shit.
Shit's getting.
Not even that.
Shit's getting like.
Cover your ears, people.
Real.
Yeah. They find a Pegasus in the original series, so that's alright.
Then.
Well, that might be a spoiler.
Planning the attack on that ship.
What ship?
The resurrection ship.
Oh, okay, cool, man.
So it's all going down.
Yeah, it's
going
to be good. It's good. Such a good series. Paul, you need to watch Battlestar Galactica.
I'll get to it. I will get to it. I've got just way too much stuff to watch at the moment.
No, because we're going to be talking about it.
That's
and
fine.
It's not. It's such horrifically spoilerific.
It's
ridiculous.
It's fine. I probably won't get around to watching it.
You will, Paul.
Yes, make at sure some point, it. I will get around to watching it.
Anyway. Yeah, without Outer Space, I couldn't have that.
Fair enough.
Battlestar Galactica. It'll just be people on a boat trying to find an island.
Yeah.
It's pretty shit. Got GPS for that.
It's Waterworld. What turns you off, Chris?
What turns me off? I don't know, it's a bit too easy. Negative people. They're just annoying and negative.
Yeah.
And you generally only fuck them once. Maybe twice, the second one's angry.
Okay. Paul?
Money. Money. Either, yeah, mainly just the fact money. Of not having...
Is it how people act when they have money?
It's where people act when they have money, and it's the way that I haven't got any.
I don't think
if it's when you, it's a pressure of having making sure you can provide, I think. Mm. And I think that's probably what turns me off more than that.
Yeah,
if I can't do it, then that obviously that upsets it's
wage
me.
Wage slavery,
yeah, stuff like that.
Workers of the world unite.
Yeah,
it's time for the socialist revolution. Yeah,
and, yeah, that's probably that's it, really. Ambrose, you?
I think I'd say mine was a deep-seated religious spirituality that really drives me up the wall.
Wow!
I know. Well, it's
just pure cunt.
It's as much. It's mostly those people who are like blinded to like things like scientific truth because their religion answers all their questions.
But why are you? Why are you blinded by spirituality? They got the exact same argument on you.
Yeah.
No. Because mine, I'm not even, like as Dawkins says and things, it's like, it's not a religion. You can't refer to, like,
science
secular,
is a religion.
You can't refer to secular atheism as a religion. No, because science tried and tested means and methods that are repeatable and the same results will occur.
Yeah, but I'm
whereas
not...
religion is just mumbo jumbo made up with a lot of stories, a bit of magic, and a bit of, like, fairy dust for good measure.
Like quantum physics, yeah.
You're talking about physics at that point.
All right, so science.
Yeah, but
sorry, I think you find physics is one of the major
yeah, but all
sciences.
All of that again that. Is you know is backed.
Sorry,
up
I'm not
by,
religious, but I've got to play devil's advocate.
It's backed up. It's backed up by.
He's talking
by
out of his
facts.
Ass.
It's not. It's backed up by. It's backed up.
What's
by,
backed up by fact? The fact we can't explain like 80% of the universe. Yeah, fuck it.
We'll
call
we just
it dark
go,
energy,
we
can't dark matter,
it, yeah.
Something. Just make sure those numbers match up. We'll put in that.
So
there.
instead, the magic fairy man. The magic fairy man in the sky made it all happen because he loves us very much, even though he lets a lot of bad
that's
things
not spirituality.
In the world happen.
You're talking religion, that's, son.
Yeah, that's what I
yeah,
said.
He said religion.
I said
you
religion.
Didn't say
I said
no,
religious
he
spirituality.
He started off spirituality.
He said.
I said religious spirituality. I'm
religious
sure
spirit.
Because it's not even the people. People who are quiet, if you believe whatever you want to believe in, I don't give a fuck. If you want to believe in little green fucking men in outer space, in Mars, you know, who. Whatever, I don't care. If you believe in whatever you want to believe in, if you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And then, don't give a fuck.
I agree with that.
When you start telling me about it, when I've not asked about it, or when you start. Advertising it to me and other people because other people are fucking weak-willed and weak-minded, and certainly when you start preying on people, at that point you can go fuck yourselves. So I'm looking at Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
You know those kind of cunts
Mormons.
Who just just Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Nah, I've known lovely Jehovah's
Witnesses.
They
are quite nice, in fairness.
They've got.
It's a bit weird, but they are nice people. So, you know, fuck them. To be fair.
Fair enough.
Fuck them and their close-minded, like, narrow-visioned idiocy.
That's a good answer.
It's like he's talking out his ass.
Nah. Chris, what is your favourite curse word?
What's my favourite curse word? I will probably have to go fucktard.
Fucktard?
Fucktard, yeah.
Says it all.
First introduced in like Red versus Blue over a decade ago, and yeah, it's stuck with me ever since.
Fucktard, like it.
Fucktard, yeah.
Team Ambrose,
fucktard.
Mine's a subtle variation, which is fuckwit.
Fuckwit.
Fuckwit, because there's many uses for he's a fuckwit, she's a fuckwit.
Fair
they
enough.
Are a fuckwit.
It's unisex at
it
least.
It is a fuckwit. He, she, it is a fuckwit.
Do you like... Okay, mine is and every iteration of the word fuck, definitely. Fuck, fucking, fucks, whatever. Wherever you want to say it, I think we'll all agree.
In fact, I might have to say that's my favourite word.
Fuck, yeah.
Fuck. I think I'd like saying fuck more than I like saying perpendicular. Perpendicular fuck! Oh, I just came in my pants.
Yeah, I like the word fuck. It's... It's an extra descriptive word.
I know, but I think you can just use it.
You can use it
too much, like punctuation.
Yeah, those people who instead of saying say fuck.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Or fucking.
I'm one of them as well.
When I'm drunk.
Depends where I am. Yeah, if I'm drunk and if I'm at work, I'll use.
When you're drunk and at work,
that's like the
that's
best
dangerous.
Day ever. Oh, I'm having fucking everything. No, don't say that. And I think fuck's definitely one of them. It's one of them words. It's just universal. It's got to be.
Right then. So, Paulie, what sound or noise do you love?
Thunderstorms.
I mean, love.
Thunderstorms.
Love.
Thunderstorms.
And why is it thunderstorms?
I don't know. It's I think it's back to when I was a kid, and when there was a thunderstorm, I wake up, but my dad would come and get me, and we'd stand by the back door and watch thunderstorm. So I love the sound of thunderstorms, and watching them as well.
Yeah,
but I don't know why. Like at night, if there's a thunderstorm at night, that's probably the best time to watch a thunderstorm.
Yeah. I like sleeping through thunderstorms.
But yeah, that's definitely my favourite.
Because mine is the sound of rain.
Yeah.
On the windows. it's relaxing.
Must be a very English thing, that maybe.
The sound of rain.
The sound of rain on windows could be. Yeah.
I have not rain.
If it had,
I
you
have
hate
not
it,
windows.
You, if you hate it, you wouldn't live here, would you? But yeah, I think it's thunderstorms. But yours is rain, Chris.
Rain on the windows. Yeah.
Mine have to be just the piano.
Just the piano.
Just the piano.
Any like
the sound of children's laughter.
The sound of the piano.
Very nice.
Played well, obviously.
Obviously.
But yeah, love piano.
Very nice.
Although good choices for everyone else.
Hmm.
What sound or noise do you hate, Paul?
Crying.
Stop beating up your fiance.
No, no. But she asked for it. I told her twice already. No. No, crying, anything, anybody crying, baby crying, women crying, men crying, I don't know. It's just it's not I hate it just upsets me, I think, more than anything. Or the you know when somebody's so emotionally they've got their voice breaks. That's it, I'm gone. That's it.
So I guess
doesn't matter who does it.
Guess you don't watch the more extreme pornography out there then.
No, I'm quite happy with that.
So what happens when your son's voice starts breaking? Are you gonna just break the fuck down?
Well, yeah, probably. Because that's be
him.
No, when you know what I mean. When they're gonna cry, not when they're just prepubescent twat, as he will be. Because I was. So that's it. Really, he's got no hope. Mm-hmm. Chris,
what?
What sound or noise do you hate?
What sound or noise do I hate? Mm-hmm. Simba's meow.
No.
Simba
he's
being
out.
Ambrose's cat. Yeah.
It's the biggest, gingeriest, fluffiest, softest thing ever.
Oh, God, yeah. So getting stuff when he dies.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a neck warmer.
Bear Factory or like proper?
Nah. Yeah, like Bear Factory. I want to be able to fucking cuddle him in bed without him scratching.
Just
me.
Take him in a sack and then to the Bear Factory. Slam him on the counter.
Like slamming me. Stuff him and put a fucking heart in it. I want him to say something when I squeeze him.
And put him in the witch's outfit.
If you like add him and then you press the port and then the
it'll be his meow, which
it'll
is
be
the
his
most
whingiest
horrific whingiest. And that's when he wants something. That's if he wants to be strokes, he comes up to you and just meows like that. It's fucking horrific. It just goes straight through you. If you go into the kitchen, it'll just meow at you until something, until he gets fed or whatever.
You kick him by accident.
Fuck you. Oh, goes through bone. Goes through bone. So yeah.
And Ambrose?
I would say mine was bird song in the morning.
You hate that noise?
I fucking hate it. I can sleep through traffic on the M25. No worries. If there's two birds outside my window, I am not getting back to sleep. And those little fuckers keeping me awake at 6 o'clock in the morning because they want to shag or fight or whatever. It's just selfish. you know, the commuters going to work at that time, they can't help it. You know, their car makes a nice... you know, those birds are like... blah, 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 blah. But it's the change in pitch tempo that does it for me. You know, a continuous monotonous drone for him, sleep through it, not a problem. It's the change in fucking pitch and tempo. No. Just no. You deserve to die. Sorry.
Fair enough.
You can't really argue.
Can't really argue that one. You make a good point.
What profession,
thank you,
other than your own, would you like to attempt, Mr. Ambrose?
Something that paid well would be nice. Or short of that, something with power. Could do like civil servant or politician, maybe.
Wow.
Something that's on the gravy train.
Gravy train. You want money. That's it.
Well, neither of them earn particularly great amounts of money.
Yeah, politicians don't.
No, true.
But neither do civil servants, really. Civil servants have sweet, like, pensions, though.
Yeah.
So that's all good. And then politicians, if you do well enough, there's other avenues. Courtesy shown to us by Jack Straw and what's his face on the Defence Committee, who were both caught by a reporter pretending to be a Chinese company looking for a lobbyist, and they're both serving MPs and shouldn't really be taking money in exchange for lobbying. It's kind of illegal.
Fair enough.
But, you know, they haven't broken any parliamentary rules for some strange reason. But, yeah.
Paul.
Me. Musician.
Any particular type of instrument?
Either guitar, electric or acoustic, or drums. I started learning to play the drums when I was very young. I can do... I don't even know what it's called, but it's a 4-1-3 beat, I think it's called. Something like that. And that's as bad as far as my knowledge went. And that actually saw me all the way through to secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in the band at first school? Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Primary school.
That was in the band then, and started at secondary school. Is that secondary school? Was like just before GCSEs, isn't it? The 4 years. Before.
No, that's middle.
That's
school.
Middle school.
So playing the drums, that 4-1-3 beat led me all the way up to middle school, and then I was in the music class, and everyone who came up with me from that school thought, like, he can play the drums. So I got on and did this, and then this girl got on the drums and blew me out of the water, and I never played drums again.
Aww.
Yeah.
So I'm incredibly sexist.
And why is that sexist?
She's better than me, I'm quitting.
Well, yeah, well, I was 12.
Beaten by a girl.
That's it. So that's, I stopped.
Rage quit.
A rage quit life, basically, at that point. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, so if I could do anything, that'd be musician and either one of them two things. Chris?
I would like to be a starfighter pilot.
It just does not have to be a real profession.
Because it'll be fucking cool.
I'd like to be a god.
Well, I don't know.
That's a profession, surely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind at least giving it a go. Find some war blowing up some Death Star somewhere. Be sweet.
Not a Jedi. You want to just be the pilot.
A pilot, yeah.
You would be one of the ones that die.
Not a Jedi.
Who cares about a Jedi?
What?
I can move stuff in my mind.
I've
got a lightsaber. That's great. I've got a starship.
Yeah, and you'll probably die.
So yeah, I don't care. I want a starfighter.
Fair enough.
I want to fly it. I'm gonna shoot me some bitches.
Okay. What profession would you not like to do?
Me, I would not like to be an Apple Store retail assistant. Quite frankly. Because that just looks like fucking hell.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, granted, they might actually like working there, and they might be that kind of person.
They don't. Some of them do know their stuff. Every time I've gone in there with a problem,
they know their stuff, but they make like diabetes contagious. I didn't think that was possible.
How do you mean they make diabetes contagious?
Overly nice and shit. Fucking hate it.
Yeah, but so are lots of people.
Yeah, I know, and I hate all of them as well, but...
It's not as bad as the fuckwits in, Hollister, and
the
stuff
Hollister
like that.
Barrett, is that it?
No. What is it, Hollister, the one...
Go on.
The one that looks like a brothel in the city centre.
That really dark shop.
Yeah, the dark dingy shop that I've never set foot in my life. I've set foot in one of principle.
I set foot in there once, got lost, and found the exit somehow. It's ridiculous.
Don't they like go around spraying perfume and shit like that?
They've all
got to look good. When that store opened, they had a beauty fashion show.
Yeah.
So only attractive people got hired. It's like, who the fuck?
He doesn't even have a name outside. I thought it was a restaurant originally.
This looks like a nice place to eat. Oh no, there's
full of clothes and thin people. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Full of people with an over-inflated sense of their self-worth. It's like, why am I going to spend however much on a fucking T-shirt because your place looks like a brothel and you say it's exclusive so you can rip me off? I'm not fucking stupid like these other mugs.
So you're saying you wouldn't like to work there? Is that your profession that you would not like?
Would not
and
like.
And also
no.
Within 30 metres of my worst place to work as well.
And also, you seen the storefront for the Apple store?
Yeah.
It's fucking massive.
Yeah.
It absolutely towers over everything around it.
Apple is God, obviously.
It's dickweed. It's dickish. They've actually changed the architecture of the building for it. Fucking cumbags. Oh, that's a good fact. Yeah, cumbags. Might have to take over.
Fair enough.
Fucked up. Bit more stinging.
Is that your answer, Ambrose, for the profession you would not like? Or
I think it is, actually.
Yeah?
It's either that or those fucking cocks that you find in gyms.
Yeah.
Similar kind of person.
Or could you say being professionally lazy? Like, those people you meet who kind of barely work, you know?
Yeah.
They just make a little bit, just enough to scrape by.
What profession would you not like to do?
No, it's not a profession.
It's not a profession.
That's just
that's a lifestyle
possession.
Choice, I
suppose.
Yeah. Well, it's either them or gym people, I suppose.
Yeah.
What about you, Paul?
Profession I would not like.
Well, yeah.
Surgeon. That's too much pressure. That is way too much pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
Bomb disposal's a bit more.
Deep sea diver?
Yeah, no. Bomb disposal, you get something wrong, you're dead.
Starfighter pilot.
No. Bomb disposal.
If I don't blow up that Death Star, that planet's going to blow up, man. That's some pressure.
No, I think bomb disposal, you fuck up, that's it, you're dead. Surgeon, you fuck
and
up.
And others.
Somebody else is dead.
Yeah, so, good times. You're fine.
Somebody's got like a vest bomb on them, man. You've got to try and take that off. You need all the skill and dexterity of a surgeon. But you've got like mortar strikes and shit going around. And if you get it wrong, then you blow it up. And then everybody on the bus dies, loads of kids. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, sounds awful.
Is this the next Speed, is it?
Okay.
Why haven't they rebooted
anything
Speed?
With any pressure? Anything with any pressure.
Because it doesn't need rebooting. This guy's on a bus. What can you...
It's a hover bus.
Has anyone today not seen it? No.
Mm.
Does it... Would it be any better with today's special effects?
No.
Can the story be told any differently?
No.
It could be a girl. By definition, a classic.
It could be a man driving a bus. That could be the difference.
Yeah. They can swap it around.
And it'll be Jennifer Lawrence.
They can put it
there
on a train. Oh no, that was Under Siege 2.
Right, here's a...
That's a shite film.
Shall I ask the last question?
Go for it.
It's basically... there's no point even answering this question.
Well,
it starts hypothetically at the fucking beginning.
If heaven exists, which it doesn't, what would you like to hear... You can't say something exists that you can't prove. What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I thought about this one, and I thought, you weren't wrong, religion's crap, but come in anyway. Or something like that.
Should have wrote it down like I did.
Did you write it down?
Well, yeah. It came in on an email, so I emailed myself the answers.
There's not a right and wrong answer, Chris.
It's not that kind of question.
Yeah, but now you're trying to remember what you said to yourself 3 days ago.
No, I said it to myself about an hour ago. I'm trying to remember what I said then. But it's something along that lines of like, you weren't wrong, religion's crap, but come in.
To paraphrase.
What is he going to say? Chris, what was
to
he,
me,
what's he going to say
when
to
he
you?
Sees me at the pearly gates?
Go for it.
Dear God, no. Does even God has a God?
Ambrose?
I can't really...
Are you completely inept that you think that?
Inept.
Not inept.
Like it.
Inept.
No, we're going with inept.
Inept.
Inept. Go on then, carry on. Where are you going with inept?
Do you think, even in a hypothetical situation, that there is no God?
Inept is perfectly applicable.
Is it?
Inept's not applicable in that situation.
Is it not?
No.
In what
were you saying? Like, in what?
Like, do you, in a hypothetical?
You don't have the ability to answer a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Well, I do, but it seems a strange hypothetical to answer because
No, it isn't.
I could not see in any way how I could ever go into.
Honestly, man, religion ain't being discussed in this show again. Fucking hell.
I'll discuss it with you.
Jesus Christ. No, you're not. You're going to offend everyone that fucking exists. Jesus Christ.
Not atheist.
Even atheists are going, Jesus Christ.
Atheists are twat. Fucking hell. Who's their spokesperson? Richard Dawkins. What a cuntbag.
No.
I don't know. If there was a God, in whatever possibility way kind of thing, then I just hope, well, I wouldn't hope, I'd expect that they wouldn't judge people on what they believed in but how they lived their lives.
I'm not asking you to change your world beliefs. I just want, what do you want him to say when he sees you get you're to gonna the pearly
gates?
You're going to
be judged on how you acted, not what you believed.
Fair enough.
Wow.
He's not even getting in. He's just like, that's what you want him to say. I'm still going to judge you.
Well, yeah, everyone's got to be judged. Like,
why?
Why
has everyone got to be judged?
Well, because if you're going to invent,
because the religion says
if you're
so.
Going to invent,
he didn't invent shit.
A fucking god in the sky.
You're blaming him for his minions.
What else is point except to punish people who've done wrong?
By blaming his writing,
people who've done good.
Yeah,
that's surely the purpose of having a god. If you didn't have
that's
a god,
that's because religion says.
That's just the point of religion.
No, it's not that religion.
It's to explain shit that you can't explain by saying some mythical thing has made that thing happen. It's the escapism of a weak mind. God bless the Enlightenment. Can I just
go on, then.
Do an apology if I've offended anybody?
Go on.
The views and opinions of individuals on this show do not represent Pac-Man Podcast as a whole.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't mean to offend people.
No.
But if people choose
then
to be offended by
mouth?
Well, no, if people choose to be offended by what they say, then in fairness, generally that is their problem. Like, you can say anything to me that you want and most of it won't bother me.
Fair enough.
I'll either think you're a dick.
Don't leave that up to the internet, because fuck me.
I know, but I don't give a fuck.
That's like saying, you know, I can kick you in the bollocks, but that's your problem.
Well, not really.
And it is your problem, because you're on the floor with a pain in your bollocks.
I get to I could choose whether or not to read this shit, or like, I don't give a fuck.
They downloaded a pleasant little podcast, and they got you.
Some of them might have been enlightened. If one person goes, do you know what?
Or someone's just going to
I've been following
some
soul
fundamentalist has gone, fuck it, nah, this relationship.
I'm not going to join ISIS anymore. I'm going to go atheist. Yeah, good for them.
You're going to stop all those people going over out there.
Can but hope.
I'll go agnostic.
Still have.
Still have the belief in belief.
Fuck it, don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
You're like, yeah,
each their own. Yeah. You're probably agnostic.
I'm agnostic.
No. Yeah, everyone's wrong.
What do you mean no?
Prove it.
Prove it.
Don't start again, for fuck's sake. No. You just apologised for offending people. Let's not go again. So, there you go. That's a little bit of insight into us. So,
I'm a secular fundamentalist.
I'm not. And I'm fair enough. So, it's goodbye from me, Paul.
It's goodbye from me, Ambrose.
And me, Chris.
Bye. Pac-Man Podcast.